Republican lawmakers calling for more information on the two assassination attempts on former President Donald Trump. House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik.
There must be a clear explanation of what happened this weekend in Florida, as well as answers for what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania, and changes must be made to ensure this does not happen again.
FBI Director Christopher Wray weighing in on the second attempted assassination of former President Trump.
Our work is very much ongoing, and we're just a few days into the investigation, so we're limited in what we can say. At this point, what I can say is that we have dedicated the full force of the FBI to this investigation.
A Kentucky congressman is not dismissing the idea that there could be someone inside the Department of Homeland Security who is compromising President Donald Trump. Chad Groening has more.
A growing number of lawmakers in Congress fear there may be a mole inside DHS, and that mole is leaking security information about President Trump. Republican Thomas Massey of Kentucky is one of those lawmakers, and he says he doesn't have faith in these agencies anymore. During an appearance on the Todd Starnes show, he addressed the subject of a possible leak.
Is there somebody on the inside that's broadcasting where Trump's going to be? These are questions. The other thing is Trump has been kind to the Secret Service in his response to this. But remember, these are the people who are supposed to protect him. They're surrounded. They're around him. They've got firearms. It would be hard for him to be critical of them at this moment, but I'm going to be critical of them. Nobody should be able to get this close to take that shot.
So Massey says there is a real concern about a mole at DHS.
95% of these people that work there are Democrats. When they get in their head that they are saving the democracy by perpetuating these leaks, then they have no moral dilemma. They'll do it. They're basically justifying anything against the president in the minds of these radical activists, and many of them are working in these departments.
I'm Chad Groening.
The House is expected to vote on a six-month stopgap government funding bill today, which includes legislation requiring proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
If you have a small percentage of the millions and billions of illegals who came over the border in the last 4 years under Border Czar Kamala Harris's policies, they could throw an election. They could throw the majority of the House. It could affect a presidential race. It's very, very serious stuff.
The Department of Justice is suing the owner and operator of the ship that destroyed the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore.
Justice Department officials say they have filed a federal civil suit in Maryland against Grace Ocean Private Limited and Synergy Maine Private Limited, the companies that owned and operated the Dolly container ship. The ship had left the port of Baltimore headed for Sri Lanka on March 26th when it lost power and struck the bridge, causing it to collapse and killing six people.
Funds the state may recover in the litigation will be used to repay federal money spent to reconstruct the bridge and highway.
That's Eric Barron, U.S. Attorney for the District of Maryland. The suit seeks to recover $100 million in costs related to reopening access to the port and damages for reckless conduct. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Thousands of Boeing workers in Washington state are still on strike. This after workers rejected a proposed contract that would have raised their wages by 25% over 4 years. Mark Harmsworth of the Washington Policy Center points out that union leadership was in favor of the contract.
At some point here, you get to a position where Boeing literally cannot afford to do the increase, and then you're into layoff territory. So it seems Boeing came to the table to negotiate. The union leadership came to the table to negotiate, and they came out with a deal which, on the surface, it looks okay. And yet the workers, the line workers, rejected it. I'm a small business owner myself, and so I want to pay my employees as much as I can reasonably and give them a good environment to work in, which I know that's what Boeing's trying to do. But when an employee comes in and says, I want a 25% raise over the next 4 years, I look at the bottom line and I may come back and say, I can't afford that. So there comes a point where enough is too much.
Mm-hmm. Boeing has since put a freeze on hiring. More news online at AFN.net and download the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.